ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולרנינג בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת אמור. And really פרשת אמור is very special פרשה that we have all עניין of the חגים, all the holidays are mentioned in this week's פרשה. But with all of this, we have toward the end of the פרשה, we have not so nice incident that happened in the מדבר. The פסוק says here, ויצא בן אישה ישראלית, והוא בן איש מצרי בתוך בני ישראל, וינצו במחנה, בן הישראלית ואיש הישראלי. And there was argument between two people, and up to a point, the פסוק says here, that they had a fight, and ויקוב בן האישה הישראלית את השם ויקלל, ויביאו אותו אל משה, ושם משה לומית בת דברי למתידן. Is it up to that point that that man, because they were fighting, he end up, כביכול, חס ושלום, cursing הקדוש ברוך הוא. ויקוב בן האישה הישראלית את השם ויקלל. והביאו אותו למשה, so they brought him right away to משה רבנו, he has to get his punishment. And the פסוק said, וניחוהו במשמר לפרוש להם על פי אדוני. They put him in jail until they're going to see what משה רבנו is going to decide. What should we do with him? So put him in jail meanwhile. I saw here Rashi in the beginning. He says, Vayetze ben isha Yisraelit. What do you mean Vayetze? What do you mean Vayetze? Vayetze, he came out. What do you mean he came out? Where was he? Where did he go out to? So Rashi brings a few pirushim. Rashi says here, Matnita amra, Mbet dino shel Moshe yatsa mechuyab. He went to the court of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu was a bedin. He went to his court system, even though Moshe Rabbeinu, he put a lot of dayanim. Like Yitro, he told him, Sarei Hamishim, Sarei Asarot, you have to put a lot of people under you. But here, Rashi says, for somehow, Yatsam bedino shel Moshe Rabbeinu mechuyab. Why Dafka they brought him to Moshe Rabbeinu? There's no other court system to decide, to judge him, is he hayab mita or not hayab mita? So also we'll understand by Hashem Barach, but for now Rashi says Yasam Bet Dino Shel Moshe Hayab. So what was the story? What happened? Ba Litta'aholo Betoch Machane Dan. Amru lo Matibcha Lekan. Amar lahem Bene Benot Dan Anochi. Amru lo Ish Adiglo Beotot Lebet Abotam Ketib. So he came to put his tent where inside the camp of Machane Dan, inside the camp of Dan Shebet Dan. He came to put his tent over there. They ask him, what are you doing over here? That place belongs to Shebet Dan. He told him, he also came from Shebet Dan. Who was his mother? Pasu said, Shelomit bet Dibri lemate Dan. So his mother came from Shebet Dan. So he deserved to have his tent in the tribe of Dan. And they had argument, Nechnas lebet dino shel Moshe veyatsa mechuyab. Moshe Rabbeinu told him that they are right. You don't have permission to put your tent over here. He went outside from Moshe Rabbeinu's court and he started cursing. He was cursing. That's what, and he ended up cursing. There are mafarshim that said, Yatzav ve'amad ve'gdef, who did he curse? Some, they want to say that he cursed Moshe Rabbeinu. But normally, if he didn't like what the judge said, he cursed the judge. He don't curse Hashem, Chas v'Shalom. So here, for somehow, he cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the story that happened over here. So what they do to him? They put him in jail. Rashi said, "V'nihuhu b'mishmar l'frosh lahem al pi Hashem." What does mean "V'nihuhu"? Rashi said, "V'nihuhu lebedo." Ve'lo nihu mekoshesh amo. Shishnehem hayu b'perek echad. Said, even though the mekoshesh etzim that Am Yisrael they caught him in the Midbar was gathering branches of wood on Shabbat, he was ober the machlokin the Gemara. Did he tolesh them from the karka or he was only carrying them? Machlokin the Gemara masechet Shabbat. But whatever the abirat was halut Shabbat. So the Mekoshesh, it was the same time. It was the same time with the Mekolel. And they put the Mekoshesh Asim, they also put him also in the jail. Like the Pasuk said over there. They put him also in jail. But Rashi says here, they didn't put them together. These two Rishayim, they didn't put them together. Ella, they put each one separate jail. Rashi says, Ve'yodim hayu she'am koshesh b'mita. They knew, because the Mekoshesh, they knew for sure that he's Hayab Mita. Why? Because they already got the information. The Pasuk said, Mechaleleha Motiumat. In Parashat Kitsa, they already got Mechaleleha Motiumat. They knew that the guy who was Mechalel Shabbat, Mekoshesh Asim, for sure is Hayab Mita. They knew this. אבל לא פורש להם באיזו מיטה. They didn't know what type of מיטה should he get. סקילה, שריפה, הרג, אור חנק, they don't know. We don't know חיה מיטה, מחללי המות יומת. What kind of מיטה? מביא שריפה, מביא סקילה, לקעבודה זרה. Who knows what? So they said, ספתח החיים, here he asked, he said, what do you mean? If the Torah said, מחללי המות יומת, סתם מיטה, אז חנק. So give him חנק. Ella, they wanted to say that maybe it's similar to Obed Abuda Zara. Why? Because the Shabbat is out between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If someone is Mahalil Shabbat, because breaking the connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's similar to Abuda Zara. Abuda Zara breaking also the connection between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why they had the safek. Maybe he deserves skila. Like at the end, sure enough, he got skila at the end. So that's why they had the safek. Should he get skila, or should he get henek, or srifa, or different mita? That's what they put in the shell. But they knew for sure that it was hayab mita. Lekach ne'emar ki lo forash maye aselo. They didn't know maye aselo. He's hayab mita, but what type of mita should he get? They didn't know. That's what they put him in jail. However, b'mkalel, who omer lefrosh lahem al pi Hashem. Shelo hayu yodeim im hayab mita im lav. Here, in our case, in the incident of this guy who cursed the Kadosh Baruch Hu Hasu Shalom, said this guy, they didn't know if he's Hayab Mita or not. That's why they put him in different jail, separate jail. Why? Because over there, we put people that, you know, for sure Hayab Mita. But here, this guy, Mekalel, we don't know if he's Hayab Mita or not. That's what Rashi tells us over here. I saw them Farshim, they asked, said, what do you mean? Didn't we know until now that this guy who's cursing is also Hayab Mita? Everyone knows the Pasuk said, Umkalel Abi Ve'emo Mot Yumat. Pasuk said, Parashat Mishpatim, Mekalel Abi Ve'emo, if someone curses his father or his mother, is Hayab Mita also. So, Kochikin, if someone cursing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so what do you mean? Didn't know that it was Hayab Mita? What are you going to tell me? You're right, maybe, yeah, but in Onshim Min Haddin, we have a rule. If it doesn't say in the Torah clearly that this guy is Hayab Mita, even though you could learn it from different case, but you cannot kill someone because of Kal V'Chomer. You have to have straight out Pasuk telling you if someone did such a Abira, he deserves Mita. So, in Onshim Min Haddin, that's we have a rule. But nevertheless, we have a Gemara here. Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin tells us here the Sanhedrin, the Samech Vav Amud Alev. תניה, רבי אלעזר בן יעקב אומר, אזהרה למברך את השם מנעין. From where do we know? What's the אזהרה? Where did the Torah warn us? You're not supposed to curse Hashem חס ושלום. Where's the, because anywhere the Torah says, if someone does such עבירה, אז חייב מיתה, you need התראה. The Torah has to tell us, you're not allowed to do it. And if you did it, חייב מיתה. Where the Torah is warning us about ברכת השם? דגמרה סעד, תלמוד לומר, אלוהים לא תקלל. פסוק סד אלוהים לא תקלל פרשת משפטים ונשיא בעמך לא תאור. You're not allowed to curse אלוהים. Now what's אלוהים? Now מחלוקת עם הגמרא, one חכם, he wants to understand, אלוהים it means דיין, הבדים. You're not allowed to curse the דיין, like the פסוק continue, ונשיא בעמך לא תאור. So when נשיא, you're not allowed to curse, also דיין, the judge, you're not supposed to curse. That's one חכם understood it like this. Different חכם understood אלוהים לא תקלל, referring to הקדוש ברוך הוא. אלוקים, that's the Azhara that we have. You're not allowed to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara asks. Leman de amar Elohim Kodesh, gamar holm Kodesh. Said, I don't understand. According to the Hakam who understood that the Pasuk that says over here, Elohim lo tekalel, it's referring to who? Referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elohim, it's Kodesh. The word Elohim is Kodesh. That means referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how does he learn that if someone curses Nasi is also Hayab. Nasi b'amecha lo ta'or. How do you learn it? Said, Ulman de amar Elohim Kodesh, gamar hol Kodesh. Is he learning hol from Kodesh? Is he learning the Nasi? The Nasi that is also called Elohim from Elohim that says, referring to a Kadosh Baruch Hu over here. How could he do it? Din ma a Kodesh azhar. Hol la azhar. Maybe the Torah is warning us, you're not supposed to curse Hashem. But Dayan, who said? Maybe there's no such asur. The Gemara said, "Im ken, lichtob rahmana lo takel." What does it mean? Elokim lo tekalel. The Torah could have said, "Lo takel." What does it lo takel? It shouldn't be in your eye. It shouldn't be down in your eye. And the Torah wrote, "Lo tekalel." It means lo tekalel. We have two lamens to teach us that from here we know azhara of someone cursing nasi and azhara that someone cursing Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So it means we already know in Parashat Mishpatim that if someone cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hayab Mita. So what's Rashi telling us over here? They didn't know. What do you mean they didn't know? So Gemara Meforeshet. And that pasuk, what the proof the Gemara brings, Re'aya, that Azhara l'mkalel tashem from where? Elokim l'tekalel. The pasuk Elokim l'tekalel, Parashat Shpatim. So they already know that someone cursing Kadosh Baruch Hu is Hayab Mita. So what's Rashi saying? Lo hi yodim Hayab Mita im lav. For sure it's Hayab Mita. This also we have to understand by Ezra Hashem. And as I said, Rashi tells us in the beginning, Ve'yetzei ben Isha Yisraelit, he went out. What do you mean he went out? Is that also the Haskuni also I saw that he speaks also about it. He said, anyway, it says Ve'yetzei, said, normally it means that he is ready to fight. He's going out to fight. Yes, how to fight. That's what he tells us here. לפי הפשט, לשון יציאה שייך גבריב, כי דכתיב יצאו נצבים פתח העוליהם, הקדתם והבירם וכו'. He said, that's where he tells us over here. And he asks here, the חזקוני, he said, according to Rashi, what did Rashi tell us? That מקושש and the מגדף, this guy, they were both the same פרק, they were the same time. So he said, oh, if both of them they were the same time, everyone knows that the Mekoshesh Aitzim, when was he in the first year or the second year? So, Mahloket. Said some they want to understand that I saw the Panim Yafot, Ba'al Afla'i wants to understand that it happened the second year. Why? Because the Pasuk said over there by Benot Tzlofhad, because the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, the Tzadik Vav said, Mekoshesh Aitzim, that's Tzlofhad. So when the daughters of Tzlofhad, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and told him, Abinu met b'midbar, v'hu lo haya b'tokha a'idah ha'no'adim al Hashem ba'adat Korach, ki b'chato met, u'banim lo hayu lo. So, Adat Korach, the mahloket of Korach, everyone, it says clear that it happened in the second year, not the first year. So, and the Pasuk is saying that Benot Tzlofhad told Moshe Rabbeinu, their father did not die with the mahloket of Korach. He died on his own Avira. That means he died after Korach. That means, obviously, Mekoshesh, he was in the second year. So, and Mekalel here, it was in the first year. So it was Mahalukede out, if they were in the same time or not. But Rashi here, we're going with Rashi's opinion here. Rashi said they were both of them at the same time. But he's asking over here, he says, since that, according to Rashi, the Mekoshesh was the first year, like it brought down in the Gemara. The Gemara Masechet Shabbat Kuf Yud Chet says, מקושש בשנה ראשונה היה כדמרינם בעלמה אל מלא שמרו ישראל שתי שבתות אין כל אומה ולשון יכולה לשלוט בהם שמרו הראשונה ובשנייה בא זה וחללה. That's what he tells us over here, that the first Shabbat עם ישראל they kept in the midbar, the second Shabbat the מקושש עשים he did חלול שבת. That's what he's telling us over here. There's also what to speak about the Mekoshesh Asim, but it's not our prayer Rasha now. But that's what he's saying over here, the Haskuni. It means it was the first year. And the Mekalel, this guy, Ben Ishai Israeli, it was also the first year. Rashi said both of them they were the same time. So he said, וכן פירש רשי פרשת בשלח, ואף המקלל באותו פרק היה, כמו שפירש רשי כאן. אז אם כן, למה יצא זה מחויב? Why did he come out of the bed din of Moshe Rabbeinu חייב? What were they arguing about? Rashi just told us. He wanted to put his tent in the tribe of Shebet Dan, because his mother came from Shebet Dan, they didn't let him. Why? Because they told him, "Ish ad globe otot lebet abotam." Where this pasuk is written, Chumash b'Midbar. That's the second year. Hare lo ne'emra perashat degalim ela ad shana shniya. So what Rashi is telling us here, that he came out of the bedin of Moshe Rabbeinu mechuyab. How did they decide that he doesn't have the right to put his tent over here? They didn't get the degalim yet. That's a proof against the Mekalel that he does not deserve to put his tent with Shebet Dan. That pasuk is written about the Degalim, which happened second year. So here we're talking about the first year. So what happened over here? Yassam b'Gnashon Moshe Hayab. For what? There was no such a pasuk yet. This, the Degalim, didn't happen yet until the second year. So what's going on over here? Ela Yesh Lomar said, you're right. אף על פי כן, משבאו למדבר סיני, חונים היו כסדר שמסר להם יעקב אבינו. כמו שפירש השיב בפרשת ויחי, פרשת במדבר. ולפי מנהג הסדר הזה יצא מחויב. So you're right, the דגלים, they weren't given yet. There was no separation between שבט דן goes here, שבט בנימין goes here, שבט יוסף goes there. There was no such a חלוקה yet. But still, since that they know from יעקב אבינו, how are they gonna, split their camps in the Midbar, or if they have Kabbalah from Yaakov Abinu. So based on the Kabbalah they have from Yaakov Abinu, and eventually next year they're going to be commanded to do like this, based on this, Yasah Hayab Bedin. That's what he says over here. The obvious question that we have over here, he came to put his tent in the Shebet Dan. So the obvious question, where was he until now? Where was his tent? He came to put his tent. He came out of Mitzrayim, no. He came like everyone else. Where was he until now? What happened now? All of a sudden now he doesn't have a place how to stay. Well, now he has to find out where should he put. He wanted to put his tent in Shebet Dan, they kicked him out. Where was he until now? This you will understand also by Ezra Hashem Tbarach. Also, we know that we don't kill anyone unless if there is hatra'ah, if there is warning. If there was no two witnesses that they saw the guy doing abira and they did not warn him, there's no hayub mita. So how did they kill this Megadev, Yosef ben Ishai Israelit? How was he hayab mita? Based on what? The Aydim, they warned him, you're not allowed to? We just said they didn't even know if it was a hayab mita at all. Even though we asked on it that it says Nagmara, we have Azara for it. But Rashi says they didn't know if it was Hayab Mita or not. So if they didn't know Hayab Mita, who warned him? How is he ever being Hayab Mita? What's going on over here? So I saw the Da'at Skenim speaks about this. He says, Vikashi, Sha'irbi Huda Amar Bagimara, She'inu Nehirag, Ad Shi'udi'uhu Be'ezo Mita Nehirag. Even if you're going to tell me that they knew it was Hayab Mita, but they didn't know what type of mitah is he getting, is asking also on the mikoshesh. How did they kill the mikoshesh also? There was no hatra'ah. So he asked, imken, eich nithaybu elu? How come they were hayab mitah? Veshemeh etru bahen bichol arba' mitot beddin, vehetiru asman le mitot kulan. Said, maybe we have to say over here that they told him, if you're going to do this, you are hayab sekila, serifa, hereg and hanek. And if he told him, I don't care, he kept on doing it, they gave him all the four options. He's hayab either sekila or serifa or herek or henek. They warned him on four of them and he didn't care. But that's, he said, it's a little bit dahuk to explain like this. ומי הוא קשה למען דאמר התראת ספק לבשמה התראה שהרי בכל מיטה ומיטה הביאה להתראת ספק. He said, he asked here the דעת סקנים, תוספות. He said, it's hard, it's a little bit dahuk, תירוס דחוק. They warned him on all four mitot. They themselves, they don't know what type of mitah is hayab. That's called התראת ספק. But if the witnesses, they don't know, they saw someone who was Mahalil Shabbat, and the witnesses themselves, they don't know if someone is Mahalil Shabbat, is he that he get Hanek or Skila? They don't know. And they told him, if he had Mahalil Shabbat, he's going to be Hayab Skila, but they don't know themselves. That's not called Hatra'a. Hatra'at Safek, it's called. Hatra'at Safek, Lafshima Hatra'a. It's not called Hatra'a. You need to warn him. How do they warn him over here? So he said, Vedohaku Lomar, Shehaya Bahim Kulkach Aydim, Shehetru Lahim Kulam Beyahad. He said, maybe you're going to tell me two witnesses they warned him, if you curse Hashem, Hayab Skila. Another two witnesses told him, if you curse Hashem, Hayab Hanek. Another two witnesses, if you curse him, Hayab Srifa. And he didn't listen to neither of them. So whoever was warning him, he warned him already. But he said, it's all Dohak. It's Chaurat, based on what they kill him. That's what the Tosafot they ask over here. But I was looking at Pardes Yosef. He brings down here in this week's parashat, Ot Kuf Chaf Dalet, he brings the Da'at Skenim that I just read you. He says here, Ubdibre Sha'ul Tamah. He was wondering, Dine'lam Mehem Shas B'Sanhedrin. He said, how could the Da'at Skenim, the Ba'adet Tosafot, how did they ask such a question? If the Gemara says clearly in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Pe, there be Uda Sober Mekoshesh Aitzim Hora'at Sha'ahaya. There was no hatra'ah. It was hora'at sha'ah. V'chen sham del rabbanan megadef hora'at sha'ah haya. V'imken gam le rabbi Yehuda lo kashe. It's a rechayom. I don't know. How could it be that Tosafot, they ask such a question, if the Gemara said, there was no hatra'ah. You're right, every mitah, you have to get hatra'ah. But it was hora'at sha'ah. What's hora'at sha'ah? It was a unique case that they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, he told them like this. What is what they're asking, but whatever it is, we have to understand what happened over here. What did he do, this guy? How come they didn't let him put his tent over there? And where was his tent until now? All these things not clear. We have here the Mishnah, Masechet Sanhedrin. The Mishnah tells us here the Fnun Hei Amud Bet. The Mishnah is talking about the Megadef, our case. This guy was cursing. המגדף, the Mishnah says, אינו חייב עד שיפרש את השם. He's not חייב until we're saying here that someone is cursing Hashem, חס ושלום, he has to mention Hashem's name, then he has to curse him. He has to curse Hashem's name, and the Rambam explains he has to curse Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei with any of the other Shemot, שבעה שמות שלנו מחכים, whatever you say, he was cursing Yud Kei Vav Kei with other Shem Kadosh. Then it's a Hayab Mita. So that he has to, but the main Asur here, he has to curse Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the Abira here. So, Eno Hayab, El Aad Shei Faresh Tashem. Until it's going to say it out clearly that you're cursing Hasu Shalom, Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's a Hayub. So the Mishnah continues here. Amar Biyoshua Ben Korcha, בכל יום דנין את העדין בכינוי, יקה יוסה את יוסה. What is he saying? He said, every day when the witnesses, they come to Beddin, if there is such a case, they come to Beddin, forget about the case of Moshe Rabbeinu that happened by him. If this ever going to happen again, what they have to do? The witnesses, they go to Beddin, and they tell them, we heard this guy Reuben, he was cursing Hashem. Now Beddin, they have to ask him, what do you hear? What did Reuben curse? What did he curse? So all the argument between the Aydim to see Beddin, if the Aydim are lying, they're not lying, to check the Aydim, all the conversation between Beddin and the witnesses, they don't mention Hashem's name. They mention Kinui, like the Mishnah says over here. They mention Kinui of Shem Hashem. They use the word of Yoseh. Why they picked Tavka, the word of Yoseh? Rashi tells us over here, said because Yoseh, it has four letters, just like Hashem's name. For Yud Kei Vav Kei has four letters, and also Yosei has four letters. That's one. And number two, Rashi tells us over here, what's the gematria of Yosei? Yosei Samech is 60, Yud and Yud is 20, that's 80, and Vav is 6, 86. 86 gematria Elokim. So they picked Dafka, the word Yosei, that's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean that Yosei is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No connection. But just here, they want to use the term. They want to use, what did you hear this guy saying? We heard him saying that he was cursing Yosei. Until now, that's how the argument between them, between the Dayanim and the witnesses. Nigmar HaDin, if Bedin, they saw that the witnesses were saying the truth, and they warned this guy, and the guy didn't care, now this guy is Hayab Skila. Like the Pasuk in this week's parasha, Hayab Skila. But before they give him Skila, they have to make sure, what did Reuben say? Did he say Yud Kei Vav Kei? Or maybe the Reuben also, he said Yakei Yosei. Maybe he also mentioned Yosei. That's what the witnessing is saying so far. They never mentioned Hashem's name. They're saying, we heard him saying Yakei Yosei et Yosei. It means he's cursing Yosei with Yosei. It's cursing Hashem's name with Hashem's name. That's the Hayub. But maybe he did curse Bikinui. The Mishnah said in the beginning, Am Gedef Eno Hayab Ad Sheifaresh et Hashem. So now the Beit Din, they have to hear from the witnesses themselves exactly how did you hear it? What did you hear? They have to hear it. Now you're going to kill someone. You have to hear it exactly. So what do they do? Nigmar HaDin, the Mishnah said, Lo hayu horgin bikinui. They don't kill him so yet. Why? Because they have to see maybe he was also cursing by the kinui of Yoseh. They have to make sure, what did he say? So Beit Din, they say, Ela mutsi'in kol adam ahutz. The kish, everyone that he was in Beddin coming to listen to the case, to look at the case, they send everyone outside. They leave inside Beddin only the 23 dayanim. So they're killing someone, you need at least 23 dayanim. And the two witnesses themselves. And after that, ve'omirlo, the Abedin, he asked one of the witnesses, Emor ma sheshamata bifirush. Tell us exactly what did you hear. That means the witness has to repeat the curse again. He has to repeat the same curse again, word by word. Exactly what he heard. Vehu Omer, he has no choice, he has to say it. Vehdayanim omdim al raglehem bekor'in velo me'achim. The dayanim, everyone who hears that witness cursing Hashem, Beit Din, they ask him to tell us exactly what you hear. So he has to repeat exactly what he heard. At Beit Din, they heard someone cursing Hashem, they used to rip their clothes, Siman of Avilut. Why? Because they heard something like this. Veshani, the second witness, they don't tell him to repeat the curse again. Ela, the second witness, he tells them, I also heard exactly what he just said. We don't need, you know, another guy to do the same curse, Hasu Shalom. So whatever my friend said, exactly what that's what I heard him saying. And so on and so forth. If there are two witnesses, three witnesses, all of them say the same thing. That's what it says here in the Mishnah. And the Rambam also is posek this halakha. The Rambam brings down this this halakha word by word. And it brings down here in Lchot Avodah Zarah and Perek Bet, halakha Chet. Said, Azharah shel megadef menayin shneimara elokim lo tekalel. Bechol yom vayom bodkim et ha'adim bechinuyam. Yake yoseh et yoseh. Nigmar adin mosim kol adam lachos. Like what we said in the Mishnah. I saw her in the Kesef Mishnah, Maran. He asks here, he says, V'ahad etnan omrim lo emor mas shamata bifirush. When the Bedin, Abedin, he asked the witness, tell us exactly what you heard. Now that we decided that this guy is Hayab Mita, we checked you out, we're saying that you're saying the truth, and the guy didn't care. Before we kill him, we have to hear exactly what he said. So the Gemara Birushalmi, he said, ask on this Mishnah. Parich Birushalmi, v'echi amrinan leh gadef. How could Abedin ask from the witness to repeat the same curse? That for such a curse, the person is Hayab Mita, Hayab Skila for it. The worst Abira. The Birkat Hashem, even Umot HaOlam, they recommended not to curse Hashem. Not only Israel, also that one of the seven Muzbot of Ben Noah. So you have to, how could you ask, the Abedin is asking the witness to repeat the same curse that he heard? Shaneh, the Gemara Yerushalmi answers, Ela, oto Hashem, she'amarti lefnechem kullel, ubo kullel. What does mean? Kilomar, Maskir Shem ben Arba Otiot. Veomer, Hashem Hazze, Zkir Ham Gadef, Vekulil Oto, Vekulil Bo. Kilomar, Yake, Yose, Yose. The Gemara Yerushalmi doesn't like whatever it says in the Mishnah. They ask him, tell us, Befirush, what do you hear? We understood that he has to repeat the curse word by word, what he heard. But the Gemara Yerushalmi said, no, that's not what the Mishnah meant. The Mishnah tell us exactly what he heard. That means, the witness is not going to curse Hashem second time, Hasu Shalom. What is he going to say? He's going to mention Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke, and then he's going to tell them, I heard this guy cursing the name that I just mentioned. Right? That's how it goes. That's the explanation of the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara Yerushalmi explains. And second witness, he tells them exactly what my friend said. That's why I heard also. But we're not asking for the witness to repeat the same curse, Hasu Shalom. That's what it says in the Gemara Yerushalmi. But the Rambam, he doesn't bring that Gemara at all. He goes simple with our Mishnah, you know, with the same way we understood the Mishnah. Gemara Yerushalmi says Beferush, you cannot. Could you ask someone to curse Hashem a second time? Hasu Shalom. Said the Kesef Mishnah, says here, Maran, said, V'lo yada'ti lama lo ketabo Rabbeinu ze. How come the Rambam, he did not tell us this very important halakha? The Rambam was so tame, just like the Mishnah, but the Gemara in Yerushalmi explained the Mishnah doesn't mean Hasbe Shalom. He has to curse Hashem second time, the witness. Ella, he mentioned Hashem's name and said, this name that I just mentioned in front of you, this guy he cursed. So it's a very important part here, very important the item here. He has to tell us what the halakha. The Rambam was so tame. He quoted the Mishnah as is. Everyone's going to read the Mishnah, is going to make a big Abira over here. How come the Mishnah, Rambam, he kept quiet? That's what he asked here, and he doesn't have an answer. There's no answer, Kesef Mishnah. I saw later on, I saw they have the Panim Yafot, not the Panim Yafot, they have the Meshech Chochma. He brings down here Tosfot Yom Tov, but I read it from inside Tosfot Yom Tov. After he brings what the Kesef Mishnah says, Velo yadati lama lo katab harambam prat ze, atkan, ayin Kesef Mishnah. So Tosfot Yom Tov, he says here in our Mishnah, Velin ra'a shebedin shmito harambam. The Rambam, on purpose, he did not want to mention the Gemara Yerushalmi. Why? Mishum dekeva de Gemara Didan lo hash lefarush hachi shma menad sbir alei le Gemara Didan deina chinami shehaya tzarich sheyomar mamash al lashon kasher shema'o. Said our Gemara looks like is holek on the Gemara Yerushalmi. Our Gemara, the witness, he has to repeat the curse exactly as he heard it, not like the Gemara Yerushalmi. The Gemara Yerushalmi says mention Hashem's name. And that name that I just mentioned, this guy cursed. But our Gemara doesn't go like this. So he mentioned the same exact curse, word by word, that he heard. Mm-hmm. The witness has to say it. De ilu sabra Gemara didan de matnitin lav kimash ma'a hayal ade faresh. If the Gemara understood our Mishnah, in Talmud Babli, understood the Mishnah, like the Yerushalmi, it's a big akar hasem nasifir here. You're missing a lot from the very important very important halakha. How come the Gemara is skipping it? אבל אלה לפרש, הועיל שיש לנו מקום לטעות ולהבין שיאמר ממש ללשון כאשר שמעו. ואתי החורבנה מנה יחסו שלום. So the big abira is going to come out of it. How come the Gemara kept quiet, didn't explain to us? How should the witness say it? אלא ודאי, he said for sure, our Gemara, דין אכן עמי, דכמשמעות המשנה הוא שיאמר בלשון ההוא ששמעו ממש. ולעניין קושיית הגמרא בירושלמי, וכי אמרינן לה לגדף, so the Gemara has a legit question. Is the Abedin going to ask from the witness to curse Hashem? Why to tell us exactly what he heard? He said, that's not a question. Why not a question? He said, כשאומרים לו כן, לא לגדף מתכוונים, לא אנחנו ולא הוא, אלא כדי לקיים מצוות הסקילה במברך את השם ומצוותו אינה מתקיימת, אלא בכך. He said, that's the way how to get this guy to give him סקילה. The only way we have to hear, maybe Reuben himself, the guy who did the Abira, maybe he also cursed Bekinui. We have to find out how they do it. So if that's the mitzvah, he's not convinced to curse Hashem, he's just telling us what he heard. That's the mitzvah, he has to say exactly what he heard. And there's no sur, there's no problem over here. How come he's cursing Hashem's name now by repeating what he heard, he's cursing Hashem's name? I said, that's not a question why. Because you see many times, see for example here he says, מדי דהווה אסותה, שסוויתה התורה בפירוש, שימחק שמו הגדול במים פני הספק. כל שכן בכאן, שלעידים יעידו הוא ודאי שזה נתחייב מיתה. ויש לנו לקיים את המצווה להמיתו, והרי אינה מתקיימת אלא בכך. He says over here, he said, that's not a question, same way we saw by סותה, that Kohen used to write Hashem's name with the Megillah, and then he erases Hashem's name, El Mehamarim, he let her drink from that water. How could you erase Hashem's name? So the Pasuk said, וְבַתֵּם את שמה מן המקום ההוא, שם עבודה זרה, you have to erase. Right after that, לא תעשון כן לשם אלוקיכם. So he erases Hashem's name, he gets מלכות. How come the Kohen himself, he erases Hashem's name, he does Abira? That's the mitzvah of the Torah. So he said here also, that's the mitzvah of the Torah. We have to hear from the witness exactly what he heard. That's what it says. So now, based on what here the Tosfot Yom Tov is telling us, now we could understand our Pasuk here, it says, we have here Chaura, also hard to understand the Pasuk. After Hashem told them that Mekalel Tzhayab Mita, ואל בני ישראל תדבר למור, איש איש כי יקלל אלוהיו ונסח את אוהו, what is punishment, ונוקב שם השם מות יומת. Anyone who can curse Hashem, חייב מיתה. What type of מיתה? רגו מרגימו בו כל העדה. סקילה, let's give them סקילה. כגר כאזרח, בנוקבו שם יומת. Whenever he mentioned, he curses Hashem's name, he gets death penalty. חברה, מפרשים לאס, what's the last part of the פסוק, בנוקבו שם יומת? You just told me in the beginning. בנוקב שם השם מות יומת, בנוקבו שם יומת. Same thing, why are you repeating the same הלכה? Same thing. בנוקב שם השם מות יומת, בנוקבו שם יומת. What's the last part of the פסוק, חברה מיותר, it's extra. אלא, the last part of the פסוק is coming to teach us that the witness himself, בנוקבו שם יומת. Whenever you're coming to kill the person who cursed Hashem, you have to hear exactly from the witness exactly what he heard. That means the witness, he has to repeat the curse exactly as he heard it. And that's what the Pasuk said, בנוקבו שם יומת. What's בנוקבו שם? Not talking about the guy who did the Abira. בנוקבו שם יומת, that when the witness is going to repeat the same curse, then the person is going to be חייב מיתה. בנוקבו שם, when the witness is going to repeat it, then this guy is going to be חייב מיתה. That's the second part, it's not going on the person who did the Abira. Second part, you have to hear exactly from the witness what they hear. That means he has to repeat the same curse. Whenever you hear the same curse from the witness, then this guy is going to be Hayam Mita. That means here the Pasuk is teaching us that this is the Anyan, the Dayan. He has to ask the witness. The witness has to say it word by word exactly what he said, not like a Gemara Yerushalmi. So now if that's the case, we can explain. We asked in the beginning, everyone knows that the Mekalel Hayab Mita. We just read from the Gemara. Azhara l'mbarech t'ashem minayin, sh'nimar Elokim lo tekalel. They already know this from before. And it's referring to Kodesh, referring to Chol. It doesn't say Elokim lo takel, lo tekalel. So you have Azhara for both. So what's Rashi telling us here? Lo yad'u im Hayab Mita im lav. So for sure, they know that he was Hayab Mita. But the Pasuk said, lefrosh lahem al pi Hashem. What's mean al pi Hashem? This guy who cursed Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, he has a safek, is halakha like Gemara Yerushalmi or like Gemara Babli? Gemara Yerushalmi said, could you tell the witness to repeat the same curse? He said, cannot be. our Gemara Tosfot Yom Tov saying, hey, the witness, he has to repeat the same curse exactly as he heard it. That was the question. Moshe Rabbeinu, he asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he knew that it was Hayab Mita. Elokim lo tekalel. We already know that this guy is Hayab Mita. But how should we ask the witnesses? Should we ask them to repeat it word by word? Lefrosh lahem al pi Hashem. How should we act when you mention Hashem's name? Should he mention it bekinui? Or should he mention Hashem's name and said the name that I just mentioned, this guy he cursed, like the Gemara Yerushalmi, or like our Gemara simple understanding? That's what the question of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why the first line, Hashem, the answer came after, like our Gemara. When the witness is going to repeat the same curse word by word, then this guy is going to be Hayab Mita. Let's hear how they explain this Gemara. And maybe we could squeeze in also the Pirush of Yonatan Uziel over here. Because based on what I just told you, that really Moshe Rabbeinu, he knew that Mekalel is Hayab Mita. But just they want to find out the details. How should we kill him? How should we ask the witnesses to say? What the witnesses should say? Should they repeat the same curse or no? That was the safek of Moshe Rabbeinu until he asked Kadosh Baruch Hu. But he knew for sure that it was Hayab Mita. Based on this, we could squeeze in, as I said, the Pirush of Yonatan Uziel. He says here, Din hu had min arba'atei dinin di'alu kodam Moshe Nebiya. He says four dinim came in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Daniel Thon alpum memrad el'ail. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he had to ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, what should he do? What should he do in such a case? Yeah, for one of the four halakhot, this is it. You have the Mikoshesh, he also asked, Benot Salaf Had, he also asked. So there are a few halakhot that Moshe Rabbeinu, he asked Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he says here, בדיני ממונה הווה משה זריז, ובדיני נפשתה הווה מתון. If it was the question of דיני נפשות, משה רבנו used to take his time. Don't rush to kill someone, דיני ממונה, דיני נפשות. Take it easy, try, maybe you'll find, maybe מלמד זכות on him. You have to calm down, don't rush to kill someone. You have to look all the sides, until you know for sure that this guy's חייב מיתה, then you kill him. ובלין אמר משה לא שמעית. In this halakhot, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I did not hear. Why he said, I didn't hear? Min beglal le melefar reshes en hedriyata de Israel de atidin le mikam batreh. De hevun zehirin bedine mamuna umetunin bedine nafshata. Vela yaba hatun le mishala dina de mitkashe lehon. Aru Moshe Rabbeinu de Israel sarich de emar la shema'it. So what is he saying? He said, that, why did Moshe Rabbeinu told Ben Israel over here that let me ask Kadosh Baruch Hu? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted to teach the Sanhedrin that they're going to come for the generations to come. Later on, Sanhedrin, don't rush to kill someone. Bedinei nefashot, you have to come, you have to see it, look at all the details, see if the guy is really Hayab Mita or not Hayab Mita. And if you don't know, say you don't know. Why? Don't be embarrassed that you're saying you don't know. Take a look also with me. I also said, I don't know, let me ask Kadosh Baruch Hu. That sounds like from Yotam Nozeh that really Moshe Rabbeinu, he did know that this guy is Hayab Mita. But why he told them, I don't know, let's put him in jail until I ask Hashem, because he wanted to teach them halakha, that he should also, don't be embarrassed to say, I don't know. And if, according to Rashi, that he said, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know if it was Hayab Mita or not, what kind of limud Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching Ben Israel? He should know that later on, don't be embarrassed to say, I don't know, because I also said, I don't know. So if he really doesn't know, so what do you mean? He's not teaching him anything. And that sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't know that this guy is Hayab Mita. Just he wanted to teach them halakha. So this we could squeeze in, you know, with the same pirush that we said. Moshe Rabbeinu, he knew for sure that it was Hayab Mita. But he had the safek if the witnesses should repeat the same curse as is, or they should mention like the Gemara Yerushalmi, like we explained. Now, we come to the Midrash Rabbah. We have here the Midrash Rabbah in Parashat Shemot. Parashat Aleph, Siman Kaf Chet. The Midrash telling us here about when Moshe Rabbeinu, he grew up and he went to see what's going on with Bnei Israel and Mitzrayim. דבר אחר, ויגדל משה, ויצא לאחיו, וירא בסבלותם. So he saw what they're doing, וירא איש מצרי מכה עברי מאחיו. What was that story? So he said, פעם אחת הלך נוגס מצרי אצל שוטר ישראל, ונתן עיניו באשתו שהייתה יפת תואר בלי מום. So once one מצרי, he saw the שוטר of Israel, and he saw that the שוטר Israel's wife, she was very pretty, and he wanted to do the Abirah with her. The Mitzri wanted to do the Abirah with her. So what did he do? עמד לשעת קריאת הגבר והוציאום ביתו. So he told them, go to work, yalla. The Egyptian, he was telling the Israel, Shoter Israel, go to work, you have to go to Abadot Parech, you're working by Parao. וחזר המצרי ובעל אשתו. That Mitzri, he did Abira with that, the Israel, the Shoter's wife, he did Abira with her. והייתה סיבורה שהוא בעלה ואת עבירה ממנו. She got pregnant from him. חזר בעלה ומצא המצרי יוצאים ביתו. Her husband, he forgot something at home, he came back home. To get the lunch bag, whatever he said, and he saw the Mitzri doing the Abira with his wife. So, umatzah Mitzri yotzem betos. Shaalu ta shemena gabach. Amra lohen usburani sheetahu. Then he knew that she did the Abira with him. He did the Abira with her. Kivan sheyada han noges sheergishbo. Ehziro la avodat haparech. Vehem makei otom bakish lehorgo. The Mitzri, when he saw that that shoter, he realized. What the Masri did, what he did, the Abira that he did, the Abira with his wife. Now he was scared, maybe he's going to tell Farao that this Nogis, he did Abira. Then that Nogis was running after that Shoter, he wanted to kill him. He was running after him to kill him. The opposite was supposed to be, but he was scared, maybe he's going to tell about him to Farao. So the Masri was running after the Israel to kill him. Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw what the Masri did. It's so Biruach HaKodesh Moshe Rabbeinu, what the Masri did to that Shoter's wife at home. And he saw what he is doing to him here at work. V'ra Biruach HaKodesh ma she'asa lo b'bayit, v'ra ma she'asa lo b'sadeh, az amar v'day zeh hayam mita. Kmo she'katub, u'maki adam yumat. This week's parasha also. This Masri is hayam mita. V'lo'od illa she'ba'al shto shel datan, v'alkach hayam hariga. Because this guy, the Masri, he did Abira with Datan's wife. That's why, for sure, it's Hayab Mita. Even Kovacho, Vyarki, and Ish, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri. Why I'm mentioning this Midrash? Because here the Midrash is telling us who was that Shoter? Who was that Shoter? It says clearly here, Shiba' al Ishto Shil Datan. That means the Shoter, that the Israel Shoter, that the Mitzri wanted to kill him, and the Mitzri did Abira with that Shoter's wife. Who was that guy? It was Datan. Datan Ba'abiram was Datan, he was them. And the wife, that his wife, who was she? Pasuk in this week's parasha said, Veshem emo Shelomit Badibri Limatidan. His mother was Shelomit Badibri Limatidan. That's what here the Pasuk. Pasuk said clearly. Said, Vayesei ben Isha Israelit, Vehu ben Ish Masri. He was the son of Ish Masri. Which Ish Masri? This Ish Masri. That means, Shelomit Badibri, we understood from this Midrash, she was the wife of Datan. She was Datan's wife. That was she. So now, if that's the case, now we come to the Panim Yafot. Now he said with this, we could understand where was his tent until now. We said he came to put his tent in Shebet Dan. But until now, where was he? So it says over here on the Panim Yafot, ועוד צריך להבין למה בא לטעת אהולו ועד אותה שעה, היכן היה? Where was he until now? He came to put his tent. Where was he until now? ונראה לי, לפי מה דאמר שלא היה במשמר אחד עם מקושש, כמו שפירש ראשי שהיה בזמן אחד, ומעשה דמקושש היה לאחר מעשה דעדת קורח, כמו שאמרו חזל, מקושש לסלוף חד. So as I told you in the beginning, here the פנים יפות, he goes not with ראשי, he said מקושש עצים, he was in the first year, I'm sorry, מקושש עצים, he was the second year, and מקלל, מגדף, this guy בן אישה ישראלית, he was in the first year. So he says here, והוא היה בתוך העדה נועדים על השם. So he said, where was he until now? Where was his tent until now? So he says here, יש לפרש, פני דבאמת, אף דאיתה במדרש, ויקרא רבה דמה שכתוב, והוא בן איש מצרי, הוא בן אשתו של דתן, דכתיב פרשה שמות, ויר איש מצרי, מקיש עברי מאחיו, שראה מה שעשה לו בבית, וראה מה שעשה לו בסדה, שימו לתת למדרש, יש עשרה דיווחים שמות, שבעל אשתו ונתעברה ממנו. דת מצרי, he came, they did עבירה with שלומית בדברי, and he got that son, and who was that son? He was the son that we were talking about him here in this week's parasha, that he cursed Hashem. ונתעברה ממנו. But he said, מכל מקום, כיוון דקיימה לנו מסכת סוטה דף כף זין, באשת איש שזנתה, אין חוששים על בניה שמיהם ממזרים. וואי, משום דירו בעילות אחר הבעל. So, וסברו העולם שהיה בנו של דתן. ותקע אהולו בתוך מחנה ראובן. So he said, until now, he said, his tent Where was this Benisha Israelite, Benish Masri, where was his stand? He wasn't the tribe of Dan. He wasn't Shebet Reuben. Why? Because everyone thought until now, who was his father? Datan Vabiram. Datan, he was his father. No one knew that the Masri, he did the Abira with his mother, and he came from the Masri. No one knew this. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw Beruah HaKodesh, all what happened. But Am Israel, he said, one time he did Abira with her. Who said she got pregnant from him one time? Most probably she got pregnant from her husband. And this son who was born, he's not the son of the Masri. Who was his father? Datan. So if he was Datan, Datan, from which Shebet he came Datan? Datan Vabiram, Bnei Reuben. So says Parashat Korah was Bnei Reuben. So until now, this Benishai Israelite, his tent was in Shebet Reuben. Why? Because everyone thought until now that who was his father? Datan. Datan from Shebet Reuben. His tent was in Shebet Reuben. No one opened up his mouth. That's what everyone thought. He was from Shebet Reuben. אבל אחר מחלוקת של דתן שאמר למשה וירדו הם וכל אשר להם חיים שאולה דהיינו הם ונשיהם ובניהם בטפם במחלוקת קורח all the people that were with the מחלוקת against משה רבנו all of them they disappeared they died and who also died דתן ואבירם also died and פסוק said ונשיהם ובניהם בטפם דתן ואבירם everyone died. Everyone died. Him and Shehem, Nehem and Tapam. That means their kids also died. So now, how could this Benisha Israelite, how was he still alive if by Adat Korah, all Datan's kids, they disappeared, they died? How come this guy still stayed alive? וכיוון שהוא נשאר בחיים, אז נתברר לכל שאינו בנות של Datan. Now, everyone see that for sure he's not the son of Datan. Because if he was the son of Datan, Datan and all his family, they disappeared, Mahloket Korah. How come this guy stayed alive? For sure, he did not come from Datan. Ella, where did he come from? His father is Datan. Everyone knows his father is Datan. But no one knows that the Masri came, he did Abira with his mother. So that's what happened over here. So if that's the case, they said until now he was in Shebet Reuben because everyone thought he was Datan's son. But now that they saw Datan, perished in Mahloket Korah, and this guy stayed alive. Now, for sure, Datan is not his father. Now, who's his father? So they didn't know. No one knows. So they came now. He said, if by the Shebet Reuben they kicked him out. Why? Because you're not the son of Datan. That's the biggest proof. You're not the son of Datan. So who's he? We don't know. So he said, if he doesn't know, he came to put his tent where? In Shebet Dan. Why is from Shebet Dan? Because he told them at least his mother came from Shebet Dan. That's why until now his tent wasn't Shebet Reuben because everyone thought he came from Datan. Now that after Mahloket Korah, everyone knew that he's not the son of Datan because all the family of Datan disappeared. Now where is he going to go? He's not the son of Datan. Doesn't belong to Shebet Reuben anymore. So now he came to his mother's Shebet Dan. He came to Ve'yaseh ben Yishai Yisrael, he came to Shebet Dan and they didn't tell him, no, the Beit Avotam. That's why מפני שהוא אמר וירדו הם וכל אשר להם חיים שאולה ויצא חייו וגירשו מחנה ראובן ורצה לתקוע אהולו במחנה דן לפי שהייתה עמו משה בית דן ונצו עמו גם שם ונכנסו לבית דינו של משה וגם בזה יצא חייו שהוא ראה מה שעשה לו בבית. That's what he says over here. That where was he until now? He was until now in Shebet Reuben. Now that he came over here, he told them, "Let me follow his mother, his mother's Shebet." He told them, "No, Lebet Abu Tam, we go." That's why he does not deserve to put his tent over here. With this, we could come also by Hashem to the Hatam Sofer. He tells us here in the Hatam Sofer, in Shelot Tshuvot, in Or Haim Siman Resh Het, he says over here. Here's a long tshuva he has over here. But he said, we'll get to our point. He said, the Torah tells us, lo b'shamayim hi. The Gemara and everyone knows that the Torah, lo b'shamayim hi, v'she'in nabi rashay l'hadish dabar mi'ata. He said, no nabi, after Moshe Rabbeinu, could tell us that Hashem, he changed the mitzvot, he added to the mitzvot, he took away from the mitzvot. That's it. Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever he gave us, zot ha-Torah she'sam Moshe. This is it. It's not going to change. No one's going to add. No one's going to take away. This is the Torah. מכאן שאין נביא רשאי לחדש דבר מעטה. That's it. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, that's it. So he says here, Hatam Sofer, he said he should know that this halakha in Nabi Rashai Lahadesh Debar Me'ata, who is Sod Veshoresh Kola Torah Kula. Said that's the source, that's the foundation of the whole Torah. Without this halakha in Nabi Rashai Lahadesh Debar Me'ata, there's no Torah. Why so important this halakha? The Ilav Achi, in Kan Torah Kilal. Without this rule, there's no Torah. Why? Shehare Kvar Hayal Le'olamim. Take a look at Masechet Shabbat of Kuf Yudvav Amud Beit. The Amara Hu Mina Miyuma Di Gelitun Mi Arachon Et Natalu Oraita De Moshe Ve Tihibat Oraita Ahariti. Because the Mota Olam, they say, from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, he already, everyone changing the Torah. Changing the Torah the way he likes it. Ayin Sham. Ve Efshar Ya'aseh Otot Muftim Al Yedei Tahmulot Ve Kishuf. So the person, it could be that he is a big magician, he's going to do Muftim and Otot to Am Israel, he's going to tell them, Hashem came to me and he told me, we're going to erase this mizbah, we're going to add the two, three mizvot. And he's going to do us, he's going to prove it to us, he's going to do Muftim. And so, he's going to do a lot of tahbulot. ונבי הישמעאלים עשה כן. ומחשב also did the same thing. ושביתה עצמי, also did the same thing. אמר שהם תפחו המזוות ונעשו מעשין לבין ומלבין עשין. He flipped the whole Torah. So he said, ואפילו אם לא נאמין כן בכללה התורה, מכל מקום, אין שום מזווה שתשאר במתכונתה. He said, even if you're not going to believe the Nabi that is going to tell you, the whole Torah changed, now we have new Torah, he said, we're not going to go that far, but if he's going to change one מזווה, two מזוות, it's not the same Torah anymore. So it doesn't go like this. למה? He said, כל אחד יאמר, everyone's going to come, חלום חלמתי. I had a dream that Hashem came to me and he told me we have to change this מזווה. So if you're going to follow this, there's no Torah. Every day, every morning, you're going to have the different dreamer. The guy said, I had such a dream. This was why we're erasing. This was why we're adding. This was why it doesn't apply. Doesn't go. The kol ahad yomar halom halamti shehelb zeh asur vehelb zeh mutar vezeh yomar kach vezeh yomar kach vetafuga Torah al ken kilala kail la nakadosh baruch hu shein nabi rashai lahadesh shum mizva meishanot. That's it. So that's why that's the biggest foundation of the Torah. That the Torah never changes. Any Nabi is going to come and tell you that the Torah, Hashem came to me and is going to prove it to you, is going to do miracles in front of your eyes, you're not allowed to believe anyone. Zot the Torah, this is the Torah and that's it. No addition. However, he continues after, However, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, this halakha doesn't apply to him, obviously. Why? Because he was giving us the Torah and every time he tells us, Hashem told me so and so. So Moshe Rabbeinu, they had no problem. לא היה שייך חשש זה. How do you know this? שהרי המגדף שרצה לנטוע אהלו בשבט דן ויסם בית דינו של משה חייב למשפחותן לבית אבותם כתיב, זה סתם קשה. מכל מקום, מי יגיד לנו שאיננו משה בית דן? ואיך אם פני בעילה אחת שבעל הנוגס המצרי את אמו נדון לבן איש מצרי? הלא קיים על רוב בעילות אחר הבעל ואפילו פירוצה ביותר. So you say here, the same question that he asked the פנים יפות. He says, I don't understand. How did Moshe Rabbeinu decided that this guy, Vehu ben Ish Masri, who was his father? He was the Vehu ben Ish Masri. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know that who was his father? The Ish Masri, he was his father. How do you know? His father did the Ish Masri did Abira with his mother, Shenumit Bedebri, one time. Who told you she got pregnant from that what time? That's what Panim Yafot also asked. Same thing. So he says here, he said, נחזור להנאל, מי יגיד שהיה בן מצרי? אם לא, משה רבנו ברוח הקודש ידע את זה. משה רבנו הינו דס, ולזה יוצדק שיצם בית דינו של משה מחויב. ומשום אחי חרה אפו על זה וגדף. So he said, that's why any other bed din, they could not decide if this בן איש מצרי, does he deserve to put his tent in שבט דן or not? He's claiming he came from שבט דן. He wants to come from Shebet Dan. In the beginning, he said, he came from Datan, he has to go to Shebet Reuben, like Panim Yafot said. He's going to Shebet Reuben, they kissed him from there, because after Korach died. But still, he said, who told you that who was his father? The Ish Masri. Maybe Datan was his father. So other Beit Din could not decide that decision. Why? Because they have to decide Beruach HaKodesh now. How do you know? How do you know that his mother got pregnant from that Ish Masri? No one knows. Moshe Rabbeinu, he knows Beruach HaKodesh. That's why only Moshe Rabbeinu could decide. That's why he came to the Beit Din of Moshe Rabbeinu, because this halakha that in Nabi Rashad HaHadesh Dabar Me'ata, does not apply to Moshe. All other Dayanim does not apply to them. No one, no Dayan's going to tell you, oh yeah, I know Beruach HaKodesh that his father is the Ish Mitzri. How do you know? If you're going to listen to everyone's going to tell you Beruach HaKodesh, I had a dream, I had Ruach HaKodesh, I had Ruach HaKodesh, you're going to listen to everyone, there's no Torah. But Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't apply. Only Moshe Rabbeinu could decide about it. That's what he told us over here. It's a beautiful pirush that he's telling us here, the Hatam Sofer. And maybe because of this, maybe that's why the Torah is telling us in all the details, Ve'yisei ben isha Yisraelit, ve'hu ben ish Mitzri. Ve'nasu v'machane ben Yisraelit, ve'ish ha-Yisraeli, ve'ko ben ha-isha Yisraelit, ve'shem emoshen umit bedbri le'matei dan. Why the Torah is telling us so much detail about this guy? He was the son of a mother who she was Jewish, the son of the Mitzri, and Beshem Moshe Nuit Bedebri. Why the Pasuk have tell us all these details? To tell us that this is the Anyan, that this guy, Moshe Rabbeinu, he told everyone that he came from that Ish Mitzri, that's why he does not deserve to put his tent in Shevet Dan and neither in Shevet Reuben. And as we said, only Moshe Rabbeinu could decide about this. And based on that midrash that we just read also, that we see that his father, he was Datan. And everyone knows that Datan, Moshe Rabbeinu, saved his life from that Mitzri. So that Mitzri, he wanted to kill Datan. He wanted to kill Datan. Why? Because he realized what he did with his wife, so he wanted to kill Datan. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he saved Datan from that Mitzri. That means Datan owes Moshe Rabbeinu his life. If it wasn't that Moshe Rabbeinu, he killed the Mitzri, then that guy, Datan, he would have been killed. The Mitzri would have killed him. That means that Datan, he owes Moshe Rabbeinu his life. He owes him. Nevertheless, you see, next day, ויצא ביום השני, והנה שני אנשים עברים נוצרים. Who were these two people? Datan ואבירם. The Midrash brings down, Rashi also brings down, Datan ואבירם. And ויאמר לרשע, למה תכה רעיך? So the two Jewish men, they're fighting, and he wants to hit his friend. So he told לרשע, למה תכה רעיך? Who were these two people? The Midrash said, Datan ואבירם. Who was the one that he raised his hand to hit his friend? We don't know, Datan ואבירם. We don't know, maybe it was Abiram, he wanted to hit Datan, maybe Datan wanted to hit Abiram. We don't know, but we have Yonatan ben Uziel, he tells us clearly, he said Datan, he raised his hand, he wanted to smack Abiram, wanted to hit Abiram. It means Datan, he was the one that he wanted to hit Abiram. And Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Rasha' lama takir aicha? Why you want to hit him? Then how did Datan answer him back? מי שמחה להשתר ושופט עלינו? הלורגני אתה אומר כאשר הרחת את המסרי? So he started to fight with Moshe Rabbeinu Datan, and not only that he fight with him, he was running, he was chasing Moshe Rabbeinu, he went to tell Paro that Moshe Rabbeinu, he killed the Mitzri, and then ended up that Paro, he wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu, until Hashem did miracle to Moshe, and he had to run 60 years to Kush. Moshe Rabbeinu, he ran away from his family. Why? Because of this Datan. He said, where's the Karat HaTov for this Datan? A day before, Moshe Rabbeinu saved your life. A day after, you forgot about everything. Now you're running, chasing Moshe Rabbeinu. You told Paro about Moshe Rabbeinu. Paro, you wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. If it wasn't a miracle happened to Moshe, Moshe would have been dead. Where is your Karat HaTov, Datan? He has no Karat HaTov whatsoever. That's why no wonder how come he had such a son. We said, even though Moshe Rabbeinu, we told them that he is not really his son, it's the Mitzri's son. But until now, as I said, the Panim Yafot explained, he was growing. Where did he grow? No one knew if he was the Mitzri's son or Datan's son. He grew up in the house of Datan. And the Gemara Masechet Sukkah, the end of Masechet Sukkah tells us, Shuta de nuka b'shuka, o de abu, o de emeh. So if you hear a baby saying something in the street, where do you hear it from? Either heard it from his father or from his mother. So you could tell from a baby how are the parents behaving at home. You could hear from him. If you hear from him nice words, it means from where he's going to learn. He's staying with his parents all the time. So if you hear him saying bad words, it means his parents, they say bad words. If you hear him saying good words, it means his parents also say good words. So that's here. So if Datan, this guy said, Ben Ish Masri, this guy that he cursed Hashem, where did he grow? He grew in the house of Datan and Shelomit Bat Dibri. Even though Datan wasn't his father, but that's where he grew by. He grew in his house. So if Datan himself, he was not Kefui Toba to Moshe Rabbeinu, he ran after Moshe Rabbeinu, even though Moshe Rabbeinu saved his life, he was running after him to kill him. So no wonder how come they got such a boy But what did he end up doing? Cursing Hashem, the worst avira, as I said, the worst avira the person could ever do. That's why that's here. The Torah told us all the details here. Vehu ben ish Misri v'toch ben Israel v'inatzu machane ben Israelit v'ish Israeli. The pasuk the one tell us over here that why did he end up saying like this? Because obviously he got it from his father the Tam. So no wonder why they got such a boy. That's why what the Torah wants to teach us over here. Be'ezer Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us. Be'ezer Hashem and we should raise kids talmidei hachaim. וזכני לגדל בנים ובני בנים, חכמים ובונים, עבדי השם, יראי אלוקים, אנשי אמת, זרע הקודש, והשם דבקים, אמן ואמן. הרבה חננה ולנחשיה אומר, עשה הקדש ברוך הוא זה קוצרי לפיכך. הרבה להן תרם זוות שנאמר, אדוני חפש למען צדקו,